Guests in the studio this morning. Cormac Ronan is here. He brought muffins. Good morning, Cormac.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
And he also brought his brother-in-law, who is Alan Tollickson. Alan is a sculptor, right, Alan?
That's right, Todd.
Yeah. He's a professional sculptor, and you are here to do a residency on Isle Royale.
Yes, I've kind of been honored and really excited to be invited to come to the island as an artist in residence to spend a couple weeks and enjoy what that's all about, and see how that comes up in my artwork.
We will talk about that in just a moment or so, but first of all, as is his habit, Cormac brought us treats, and we have blueberry muffins. I have a dozen blueberry muffins we're going to give away right now. If you'd like some delicious blueberry muffins.
And they even have blueberries in there.
Well, I would hope so. I would expect nothing less from you. You can always bribe your way into this studio with blueberry muffins, you know.
You guys are cheap.
Yeah, well, we're easy, too. But if you'd like to have some blueberry muffins from the Sheldon Grill, you can call right now. Call the business line, please. Be the first caller at 482-7700. 482-7700. You get a delicious, fresh blueberry muffins from Cormac and the Sheldon Grill. Things going okay on the grill?
Things are doing pretty good. We're getting ready for summer, getting all fired up. So we're looking forward to things happening.
I got news for you. Summer arrived on Saturday.
I saw that. Wow. So
let's talk a little bit about what's going on with this program at Isle Royale, Alan. This is a program that's been going on for quite a while, kind of a low-profile program, I think, at least as far as many of us in the Copper Country are concerned. Mm-hmm. This Artist-in-Residence program at Isle Royale, how does it work?
Well, it started back in 1991, and it's part of the National Park System, so there's residencies in 28 national parks in the country, and so far Isle Royale has hosted 120 artists since then, and this program has hosted all kinds of art forms, not just visual artists like me, but they do actors, comedians, writers, poets, musicians, you know, the whole range of whoever is interesting to them, they'll invite. So
now, usually when I think of an artist in residence program, I think of it in an educational setting, that you would come here and speak or lecture or demonstrate at Michigan Tech or Finlandia University. Yeah. What's the point in doing this at a place where very few people are?
Well, first of all, there's an educational component to it, because you're, you know, for each week you're there, you give a public presentation and talk about your work and demonstrate or whatever you want. But there's also, I think, exposing the artist to the island, you just can't help but end up producing some wonderful things from that experience. So then at the end of your stay there, or the end of a full year of thinking about being there, then you give one of your works that you've done based on your experience back to the National Park System.
Huh, what do they do with it?
Well, I'm not sure.
That's been a big question.
Yeah, and since
a large dumpster in Washington. I've seen some of your work. You were kind enough to send some photos, and you do some marvelous things.
Oh, thank you.
And big, heavy, you know, rock and stone kind of things.
I
will confess that I'm a musician, but I have very little background in the visual arts, and particularly in sculpting. So
yeah.
I have great admiration for anybody who can take that piece of rock and turn it into the kind of things that you do.
Well, thanks. This is just something I just fell in love with doing a long time ago, and I've just stuck with it. So I feel really lucky to get to keep doing it, and now, especially in this kind of context. So,
will you be doing any sculpting on site at Isle Royale?
Well,
I would imagine you'd have to bring a big, heavy block of something and tools.
I left most of that stuff back at the studio. It's a bit much to haul that out, but I brought some small things, a small block of stone and some tools for me to demonstrate with and let visitors try their hand at it themselves. So
anybody who's going to the park over the next couple of weeks, will they have a chance to meet you and see what you're doing?
Yes, I'll be giving, like I say, a couple of different presentations, and if I bump into people, we'll talk about what I do, and I'll be staying out at the Dassler Cabin, so they can come visit me there, and it's going to be even though a wilderness setting, you know, I'll be meeting with the public, so that'll be fun.
What do you hope to gain from this?
Oh, 2 weeks of pure quality.
He's away from his wife for a week.
aside from that,
that's Cormac's sister,
priceless.
By the way.
Aside from that, I mean, certainly, I can identify with the concept that as an artist, you need inspiration, and sometimes you need to recharge.
Exactly. Oh, and this is way overdue. So this is really coming at a great time.
He's going to have some of his pieces of art too at the community center in Hancock.
He's going to
be displaying over there.
Okay. So at the Copper Country Community Art Center.
Yeah.
Yes. That'll be starting Tuesday. It'll go through the 17th, I believe.
And then you're heading out to the island tomorrow.
Yes.
And you'll be there for 2 weeks.
That's right. Yeah.
So
how's the weather tomorrow on the lake?
We're talking about some, I didn't look at the marine forecast for
footers.
Tomorrow. Well, when they start talking about gusty westerly winds, I do start to think that you might have a bit of a choppy ride out there, so.
Yeah.
So no presentation.
Buy some Dramamine.
that's what I said.
Yeah, I got to write that down.
Yeah, see, and that can be part of your inspiration, too.
Just don't
get back and create a large stone wave sculpture representing your
2 hour nap.
Trip out
feeling
to
nauseous already.
Out to Isle Royale. No, I think you'll be okay. It is supposed to be a little brisk tomorrow, but
it'll be great.
And it's never terribly hot on the island out in the middle of Lake Superior.
Oh, it's going to be great. You know, I'm coming from Kansas yesterday. I think with the humidity, it was a heat index of 100 degrees yesterday in Kansas.
So. Oh, well, you can have that.
Yeah, so.
You can stay there and keep that there all year long.
I'm happy to be here.
He brought the good weather.
If someone's interested in knowing a bit more about your artwork, Alan, is there a website or a place that they can go to take a look?
I do have a Facebook page. I can't remember it. It's...
Just go to Facebook and look for Alan Tollickson.
Yeah, well, and actually look for, on that page is called Art Equals Stone, and that's all three words, facebook.com/art equals stone, and that's where you can see some of my stuff.
All right, well, I hope you have a wonderful 2 weeks at the island.
Well, thank you.
Touch base with me when you get back. We'll find out how you did.
Certainly will.
And if you want to see some of Alan's work, stop by the Copper Country Community Arts Center beginning in a couple of days or so. Things will be set up and open and ready for you to look at downtown in Hancock.
And the day after I get back on the 17th from 6 to 7, I'll be giving a public presentation down there and talking about my experience and about what I do
Where
as an
that?
Artist.
At the Copper Country Community Arts Center.
Yeah. Very good. Yeah. And we've already given away our dozen of blueberry muffins that Cormac brought in. So
hopefully somebody got them.
Oh, yeah, believe me, the phone lines lit up. they didn't last long. So why don't we give away another dozen?
Sounds good.
Let's do it again. We'll do the same routine. If you'd like a dozen blueberry muffins fresh out of the oven at the Sheldon Grill from Cormac, be the first caller at 482-7700. 482-7700. We have one more dozen of those delicious muffins to give away. And thank you for coming in, Cormac.
Hey, thanks for having us.
And Alan, thank you for coming in. And good luck on the island.
Thanks, Tim.
I hope that it is everything that you hope that it is going to be for you out there.
Well, it'll be great to see everybody that comes out this next couple weeks. Thanks, Sue.
Sculptor Alan Tollickson here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.